Well, let's move on now. For weeks, they've been gathering close to the Ukrainian border, stoking fears of a full-scale invasion. But now Russia has started pulling back some of the thousands of troops stationed just on its side of the frontier. The Defense Ministry in Moscow has confirmed it's ordered one battalion to withdraw. The entire force is believed to total as many as 40,000. Now, their presence over recent weeks has added tensions as Moscow and the West argue over Crimea. This latest news comes as NATO representatives are getting together in Brussels to talk about how they might respond to the Ukraine crisis. We can get more on that meeting now from our Brussels correspondent, Maeve McMahon. Hello there, Maeve. Now, can you tell us how this news from Russia might impact on the NATO meeting?
Good morning, Kat. Well, indeed, this could have impact on today's meeting and change, of course, the tone of the meeting and indeed the outcome. But it's not likely to have a huge impact on the way that NATO has been dealing with the crisis up till now. And we could see NATO foreign ministers decide today to intensify the training of Ukrainian military officers and, of course, sending more troops to beef up NATO's presence on the Russian border. The thing is, what NATO